had to take a sip of coffee there. But the whole DoorDash thing, yeah, I have mobility issues. I don't drive. I don't own a car. Very little driving that I do. I can walk there in the summertime, and I probably will. But in conditions like it was this winter, I can't go outside. Now, the fees that I pay just like Amazon, a one-time subscription fee, which I just renewed 2 days ago on the 11th. So I'm good for another year. Zero delivery fees. Service fees. These are hypothetical numbers, but let's say they charge me $6 in service fees, but because of me being an old fart, I only pay $2 in service fees, so my service fees are reduced 66%. And when you balance it out with a decent $5 tip, it almost breaks even to where I'm just paying for the food and the tax. And I try to keep it within that. And very rarely do I go over $5 on anything, but sometimes I get those DoorDash drivers that are phenomenal, polite. They text message you along the way saying, hey, I'm still sitting here waiting, or I'm stuck in traffic or something like that. If they go the extra mile and I carry on a text message during the delivery, I give them a buck or two more.